Last month, the U.S. House approved the PRO Act, which, among other things, would bar employer interference and influence in union elections. Sue Martin of the Nebraska State AFL-CIO says in workplaces such as meatpacking plants, there's a lack of union protection, leaving women behind in making advancements.
Many women are passed up for promotions by their basically male-dominated supervisors because of favoritism or for whatever other reason.
She says by removing barriers to organize, more labor contracts could be drafted to include language addressing these fairness issues. The PRO Act also would counteract right-to-work laws in nearly 30 states, including North Dakota. Opponents of the proposal say those state laws protect a worker's individual rights, while arguing the federal plan would remove flexibility for those wanting to pursue side ventures. I'm Mike Moen.